Cabinet yesterday considered two bills to be approved by Parliament. They are the Property Rights of Spouses Bill and the Digital Migration Bill. Deputy Minister of Information and Media Relations, Murtala Mohammed, stated this at the daily media briefing at the Flagstaff House in Accra. With regards to the Digital Migration Bill, all countries are obliged to migrate from analog to digital by 2015. According to Mr. Mohammed, it will cost the state $95 million to fully migrate to digital. It came to the fore that as Ghana makes stringent moves to migrate fully from analog to digital, government must put in place some policy interventions to stop the import of analog equipment into the system and also tax on digital television and radio set, for instance, which are not affordable to the ordinary Ghanaian.
The Property Rights of Spouses Bill and request for approval by Parliament. The 1992 Constitution, Article 22, specifically Clause 3, requires spouses to have equal access to property jointly acquired during marriage and for matrimonial property to be equitably distributed between the man and then the woman, that is the husband and then the wife. The bill provides guidelines and workable standards for the kids and supports the spouses for the realization of the provisions of the Constitution as it was since 1992 or 1993. What Cabinet did yesterday was to look at that particular aspects of the constitutional provision. The other thing that Parliament approved was the digital migration from the analog to digital. That is, migration from the analog to digital terrestrial. It is hopeful that the state will be able to generate or pay the money within 2 years to 3 years, that it would have all the network, the TV stations and others moving from the analog to digital. And I think that this is something that would help even the media to a very large extent and help the Ghanaian populace. It has economic consequences. It has its social consequences. We think that once we do that, you can access certain channels that otherwise you wouldn't have able to access. It also helps to disseminate information as effectively and efficient as we would all want. And I think that is one other step towards improving the living conditions of the Ghanaian people.
You heard Deputy Minister of Information and Media Relations, Murtala Mohammed.